Welcome to Fieldside Cholera. Situated along the Brampton Valley Way, or part of it at least, is this relatively recently planted wood. Now, as you come in on your left, it looks like there's going to be a little bit of a car parking area. There's signs of quite a lot of cars going up and down here, but I'm not going to come in because there's a gate, as you just heard, in the entrance, and I really don't want to get stuck. It's very muddy here. Ah, what's this? Oh, there's a lovely little pond here. Oh, that's clear water. Not much in it yet, because it's only recently been done. There's the start of some footpaths. Oh, litter already. That's a shame. There's a bit of a shed. All sorts of wood and pottery and bricks in there, because like I say, it's a newly planted wood. Oh yeah, oh, it's lovely. Picnic table, look. Very, very muddy. And this is one of the key attractions here. They've got a barbecue area. That is oddly lit up by those lights. The footpath is lit up by some lights. The solar power ones. Wow. Ah, now the barbecue area consists of the remnants of a fire in the middle around some bricks where just some wood been put on. An old plastic school chair. Some sort of storage bench made out of wood and what looks like some tarpaulin stuff. And there's a rickety old table with one, two, three, four mugs hanging on it for you to use, I suppose. But they don't look particularly nice inside, full of rainwater and crap. Oh well, let's go for another walk and see what I can find. I'm just walking past what looks like another sort of car parking area, except there's no way of getting here to park your car, so I'm not really sure what it's for. But it's quite surprising, really, because right in front of me is the A14, one of the busiest dual carriageways you'll ever come across. And the cars in the country lane behind me are noisier. So it's really, really peaceful here, and it's got the signs of being a great little wood once it gets going. It looks like the barbecue area has been used already quite a lot. Some old dead wood from some of the old trees that used to be here by the looks of it, all piled up ready for a bonfire, but yeah, it's quite a large wood, I suppose, really. It was what I thought was the end, isn't it? It's only about halfway, so I've got another little way to go. So if you happen to be passing and want to come and see what a wood looks like at year dot, then why not visit here? Ah, bring a picnic, have a barbecue. For more information, go to www.visitwoods.org.uk.